Hello and welcome everyone to the HBO Boys podcast. Today discussing Moon Knight, Episode 5, Asylum, directed by Mohamed Diab and written by Rebecca Kirsch and Matthew Orton. Today with me is my good pal, my good bud, Adam.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Ryan. I couldn't be here without you and James's tireless effort to make this podcast a number one priority in your life. And I thank you. I thank you for that. Thank you.
Oh, no, thanks is needed. We appreciate you being here with us.
You know I do what I can.
I appreciate it. And I'll tell you, the audience, we appreciate you guys too. Thank you so much for coming back and always being here for the HBO boys.
You're always here for us.
Delilah. Yeah, I listen to so much fucking Delilah. Oh, dude.
Star 99.9? She was syndicated as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
She was great. Yeah. So soothing.
So soothing.
She used to do those, like, the who do you love sections around Valentine's Day. It was just delightful.
Yeah, no, I hated those.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So Asylum.
Speaking of loving.
Right. Or as I like to call it, Goodwill Moon Knight.
Goodwill Moon Knight.
So we are, as the title of the show says, still in the asylum, still within the brain of a dead guy who is all messed up. And
so messed up.
So what were your feelings on the episode, my dude?
You know, there were parts that I was very, very like in tune with. But then there were parts that I was very confused. And I...
This is my favorite thing you do. This is my favorite thing you say. Now, let me tell you, there's one part.
Yeah.
That is...
I know, I've done that quite frequently.
That it was fucking Casablanca. And there's another part. That is...
It was Joe Dirt. No, that's not true. Joe Dirt's a wonderful thing.
Joe Dirt is so good. How fucking dare you besmirch the name of Dirt?
Kid Rock.
Well, old Kid Rock I'm down with. Ba with the bada, bang da bang diggy, diggy sucka boogie sit up chop the boogie. I'm on board for that rock.
Yeah.
This new version of rock can suck rocks.
Yeah, fair. Fair. Kick rocks and even...
No, suck them. He could suck them rocks.
Okay.
Eat them too. Have terrible indigestion. Probably die.
Probably. I mean, that the only specific animals ingest rocks to deal with the digestion. But
and it's not humans. Humans not die humans. If you eat a rock. And I want Kid Rock to eat his own fucking rock.
He can eat. He can eat his own rocks. Suck he can dicks, eat the Kid rocks rock. That are that his stupid Camaro kick up on the way out.
Sure.
Just deep dive. Okay.
Just keep saying words.
Very accurately, there was some parts that I was very on board with, in tune with. Then there were some that I was very confused.
Out of tune, you could say.
Out of tune. Excuse me. Out of tune. But I think that's intentional because he's dealing with multiple people in his head and things kept going back. We see Haro multiple times as both versions of himself. And it just, there was a, I felt a little jogged in certain parts, but overall, it was fine. I liked this episode a lot. Jogged. Yeah. I was like, my brain was just jogged, trying to like keep on track with what was happening.
Do you mean jarred?
Jarred, jogged, yogged, whatever.
Not the same thing.
Okay.
Very different.
But you understood what I meant.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay. A little bit. Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, I like this episode a lot. Chad said in the Discord as he watched it, Oscar winning Oscar, you know? Oscar Isaac, Oscar-winning Oscar.
This is a TV show. You get Emmys for that.
You get Emmys one, but Oscar Isaac has done himself over and over again, proving that he is an astounding actor. And he definitely didn't. I didn't see it coming in a Marvel show. And the more the show keeps progressing, the less it feels like the kitschy Marvel shows we're used to. It feels so different and new. And I said that last episode, and I'll say it probably again in the final episode.
I'm fine with that.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, you know what? You saying that just now jarred my memory. I mean, jogged my memory.
Didn't jog your memory?
Yeah, it jogged it.
I mean, jog? I feel like I've used that before.
It's been wrong before, too.
Okay.
And also, I was just saying that as a joke. I really just kind of wanted to say the word jogged again. But here's this. Okay. Oscar Isaac. And I've said in the past on this show I criticized Oscar Isaac's use of the term character study for Moon Knight because I was like, it's not, though. It isn't, though. You having multiple personality disorder and getting in super sweet fights with the powers of Khonshu. But I wouldn't rate that as a character study. This episode was it.
Yes.
All of the studying of said character occurred in this episode. Now, can you call something a character study when you do it in one episode out of five? I don't think so. But no, I would say there is for sure one episode in this series where you're like, I wonder if I could just like learn a whole lot about Mark Spector / Stephen Grant in a 50-minute time period. And by 50 minutes, I mean 35 plus 10 minutes of credits that go on forever.
They're the longest credits on the planet, I think. It might
are you interested in knowing who voices Moon Knight in Poland? Because you could know if you'd like.
I don't care.
No, me either. That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, rep Poland, you know, that's my motherland.
Right on. Okay. Right on. I've been very nice.
I know. I'm jealous.
Yeah, suck rocks. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you know. Kid Rock.
I liked the episode. Is what I'm getting at.
That's good. I mean, you said, you know, one episode out of five being the character study. I think they did it so well that it almost forgives the him stating that this was a character study.
Yeah.
And it not being true the first four episodes.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
It did hit heavy.
I am tired of saying this phrase, but this episode was a swing. It's all I care about. It's all I want. Yeah. I want them to do some fucking risky shit. And they did. This episode was weird as fuck. They were fucking following around a gosh dang hippopotamus on a sand boat to the Netherlands.
The sand.
And
just say that sentence. Can you say that sentence one more time?
No, I don't have the ability. I can't even remember what happened 5 seconds ago. And we saw finally what Mark Spector has been talking about his true origin as the Moon Knight, the first time he ever turned into it. We saw that as well.
Right. Which was cool.
We didn't get any Layla. We got Ned Flanders-esque Arthur Harrow, which was pointed out specifically.
A Ned Flanders reference, right? So Simpsons exists in this universe.
Yeah. I wonder if the Simpsons had an Asylum episode. They definitely had to have.
Simpsons, da-da.
Yeah. Well, they've done everything. So.
Yeah. Matt Groening is a time traveler.
Groening?
Groening?
Groening.
How do you spell his name? Groening?
Yeah.
Matt Groening.
You're going to have to jog your memory, dude. You know.
Listen.
It's slipping. Your memory is slip sliding.
I'm close.
You knew
what I meant.
I did. I did know what you meant. And then I was a bitch enough to not let you move past it and tell you the right thing. This is real gatekeepery bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyway, after the advertisement, we will discuss the plot of episode 5 in grave detail. And then we will set you up for episode 6. This is episode 5, the penultimate episode. Second to last one is what that means. James taught me that word. Thanks, James. Moon Knight, episode 5, Asylum.
Every time you do that and you come back from the ad break, it sounds like you're reading an audiobook.
That's what I'm going for. I'm trying to sound like a weird robot.
Chapter 4. The resonance.
Like, yeah. What? It resonated with me, this episode, I'll tell you. It
resonated with me as well,
The hippopotamus-headed woman, who Grant identifies as the Egyptian goddess Towelret.
The most polite Towelret. Towelret.
Explains to Spectre and Grant that they are dead and that the hospital is actually inside a boat sailing through the Duat. The Duat being the Egyptian realm of the dead.
Would those guys in the sand, the sand zombies, I guess, if you would those be considered like part of the Marvel zombies? Interesting.
Yes, I have decreed.
I have decreed.
The Duat sand zombie has entered the pantheon of Marvel zombies. the meeting is adjourned.
Yeah. Tying it to something. I mean, honestly, this show really doesn't feel like a Marvel show. There's no reference to anything we know, right? In the Marvel universe.
No, and that's the best thing about it.
I know. It's refreshing.
Towerette weighs their hearts on the scales of justice to determine whether they will be allowed to enter the field of reeds, which is, for us weird white people, that's heaven, and advises them to help each other uncover hidden memories causing their imbalance. They've been told that they have imbalance since the very beginning. Arthur Harrow taking Mark Spector / Stephen Grant's hands and being like, what the fuck is going on here? I cannot tell you what you are. Good, bad, the other thing? Who knows? Mm. This leads Grant and Spector to start going through an involuntary tour of their own mind palace.
Mind palace. I like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. You should look up what your mind palace is, like a way to remember things. Like you walk into, you close your eyes and you walk into a seemingly physical area that's inside your own head. And you like put specific ideas, feelings, and memories into like drawers inside. Mm-hmm. So you're walking through, you're like, this is how I remember things, you know?
Right. Like the little tie on your finger, that old wives' tale or whatever you want to call it.
Grant sees a memory of Spectre's younger brother, Randall, drowning and Spectre's mother blaming him for it. While Spectre reveals to Grant how he became Khonshu's avatar while on a mission with his partner, Bushman. Let's break down that sentence, because there was a lot in it. Number one, he said, don't go in the cave when it's raining, you douchebag. Your brother is dead, and it's your fault.
Mom thinks it's your fault because it is.
Yo, Mom went off, dude.
She did go off.
She's an evil lady who hates her son for killing her other son. And you know what? Evil is, listen, I get it. That dumb idiot knew not to go in the rainy cave, and then his brother died because of it. He had so much confidence that it was going to be okay. But at some point, you know, on the first or second birthday, you know, come back from that. Start to get over it a little bit. Don't just be like, I'm gonna ruin this motherfucker's life forever.
I know. Kind of insane.
Also, we see the origin story we discussed earlier, where Mark Spector is bleeding, crawling to the base of the statue of Khonshu. And Khonshu's like, yo, sup, you're about to die, dude. Do you want to not die and be my moon slave?
You could be my eternal servant, dude.
And Mark Spector's like, saw, yeah.
Cha.
We're fucking in.
Like fucking yas.
And Steven's like saying in the corner, he's manipulating you. See, he's been using you since the very beginning. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, but the alternative was death.
Yeah, a true death, not some weird Egypt sand dune boat riding.
Yeah, this death won't be in the Duat, Steven. Yeah. Shut up. But we see Layla's dead father lying on the ground. Big sad. We hear the name Bushman once more. The ex-partner of Mark Spector who turned on him and all of the people who were at that dig site that day. Shot them all, including Mark. So, you'll have to assume that if and when Moon Knight gets a second season, Mr. Bushman will be a prominent figure in it, or at least we will meet him in a movie. That person will be somewhere sometime.
I want to know how long Oscar Isaac truly will be Moon Knight. Because who was it, you or Chad? It was probably Chad saying that he didn't have a long-term contract, but the character did. Like the character is going to be around, but Moon Knight can be multiple people. Like he takes control of other people.
Right. Kevin Feige was quoted as saying that Moon Knight is in the plan for the next 10 years. He didn't say anything about Oscar Isaac or anything other than Moon Knight plan 10 years. That doesn't give a whole lot of actual information. All we know is the character of Moon Knight is going to be around for this next phase at the very least.
And Oscar Isaac is killing it. Like he is doing so good as just a character actor. He's so good. He effectively played like three different people in one episode, and he's just so good at this. It's a good fit.
I was kind of hopeful that we would get the third personality in this fifth episode.
Yes.
Jack Dorsey from the comic books, the taxi driver. We literally saw a taxi, and I was like, ooh, baby, is it coming? Can't wait. Sounds cool. Nope. Fuck me. Spectre and Grant convince Towerette to let them return to the living world to stop Haro because they look up into the sky and a bunch of purple shit starts raining down. And Towerette's like, that's not good. And Mark and Steven are like, oh, we can fix that. And she's like, bet? Right on. Say less.
Bet? Say less.
So she steers the boat towards the Gates of Osiris. Super sweet band name.
Gates of Osiris.
Mm. Love that. Mm. Yeah. We are the Gates of Osiris.
This is our cover of Metallica and Justice for All. Get it? You know, scale of justice.
I do get it. I get what
so
you said.
So grim. So true. So real. Jin jin. Jin jin jin.
I fucking dare you to do the whole song right now. I dare you.
Halls of justice painted green, money talking. Mm. Power wolves beast at your door, hear them stalking.
Yeah.
Soon you'll please their appetite, they devour.
Fuck yeah.
Hammer of justice crosses you, overpower.
Shit. Don't stop.
The ultimate in vanity.
Whoa.
Exploiting their supremacy.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I can't believe the things you say.
I believe you.
I can't believe the price you pay.
Ooh.
Nothing can save you.
Yeah.
Justice is lost. Justice is raped. Justice is gone.
What was that second
Pull
one?
Your strings. Justice is done.
After justice is lost, what is it?
Justice is raped.
Oh, I don't like that.
Justice is gone.
I don't like that.
Find it so grim, so true, so real.
I don't like that one bit.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, you said the R word, so now it's over. That was
almost the first full verse, so you're welcome.
I really appreciate you doing it, man. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Haro, quote unquote, weird Ned Flanders, convinces Spectre that he has to fully open up to Grant. So Spectre reluctantly explains that he unknowingly created Grant as a result of their mother's abuse. That goddamn scene where the little boy is sitting there and we see the creation of Grant. His eyes roll into the back of his goddamn head and we see the creation of him in that tough time so that there was a version of that little boy who didn't have to live with that mother, that childhood, those beatings, those memories. Good shit.
Yeah, that was great. And if Chad were here, I'm sure he would have something to say about it.
Fucking Chad. Watching Grant then go through the existential crisis of, oh my God, I'm not real. I am not the primary character. That was heartbreaking. One of the first times I've truly felt bad for Steven Grant as he reads his name off of a movie poster in a child's bedroom. Ooh, tough, tough stuff.
Yeah. And I know we were thinking like in, you know, first or second episode, like which persona was the real one. And I don't think we were, I don't think we knew, like we didn't know really until now, but I had a hint that Mark was from probably about episode 3 or 4.
Moon Knight Prime.
Yeah, exactly.
Grant and Spectre reconcile with each other. Adam.
Yes.
It's not your fault.
Okay.
Adam. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, man.
Okay.
Nah, man, you don't believe you. It's not your fault.
No.
I'm Robin Williams in Goodwill Hunting, and it's not your fault.
Your fault.
All I could think of during that scene, like, hey, man, if you're writing a character saying it's not your fault like 3 times.
Mm.
How does somebody in that room not be like, hey, we can't. Good fucking Goodwill Hunting did it.
Yeah, ripping from one of the best movies of the late 90s.
Yeah, 97. Goodwill Hunting came out at the same time that Titanic did. Like basically
crazy.
Was in the same
That's actually
few
crazy.
Weeks. Anyway, Grant and Spectre reconcile, but their scales still fail to balance, causing hostile spirits to attack them. Yeah, sand zombies. They're in the pantheon now of the, earlier, we decreed.
Sand zombies. Marvel sand zombies.
Right. Yeah, you have to be specific.
I know.
While fending them off, Grant is consumed by the duat. He falls off and he freezes the fuck up, and it feels like a character death.
It does.
When Mark / Steven got shot last time, I knew that that physical embodiment of Mark Steve was truly dead. I knew that. But it didn't feel like a death. It didn't feel like a death in a TV show.
Right.
This did. I think Steven Grant is dead, and I'm a bit more devastated than I thought I would be.
I know. I liked that persona of his.
I sure do hope it comes back, because he just made it up, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, he could just bring it back.
Just bring it back. What if he's like pretending to be Steven? Like, my fuck, I can't bring it back.
That's like definitely prime Marvel humor right there.
Finally, with Grant in the goddamn desert now, frozen like a shitty ice cube, the scales are balanced. And Spectre finds himself in the Field of Reeds. Boom, baby, you're in heaven. Also, by the way, you drove all the way to the Gates of Osiris for fucking nothing. And you probably, if you want to try to get back there, have to drive all the way back. Good luck, you fucking idiot, you dummy.
What was that?
It was a really cool.
Very adorable. Very adorable cough.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to look up the Reddit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. God, we haven't done that in a while.
By the way, first ever scene with Steven Grant in it, a little girl asking him, and did it suck for you getting rejected from the Field of Reeds? And he says, well, that don't make no sense because I'm not dead, am I?
There's one comment that I found on the r/ Moon Knight discussion thread. Anyone else cried like a little girl the whole episode? That was a really, really emotional stuff. The Doctor Strange episode and What If and this one are the strongest episodes in the whole MCU. Do you agree with that?
Oh, no. No. Putting any What If episode of television into the like top 10 or top 5, it's Kid Rock full of dumb.
You know what, though? I'll give them the top 10 on the Doctor Strange episode, because that was probably
the one of the best ones, for sure.
What If episode, and we're getting that variation of Doctor Strange in the new Multiverse of Madness movie, or assumably.
We should, once Moon Knight is over, have all four of us do like a top 5 episode so far of the MCU television universe that we have been recently bestowed upon. I like that so much because James will have to do it and it will hurt him to do so.
Oh yeah. What do you think his choices will be?
He won't take it seriously and he'll just like make shit up. I want him to do it for real.
Yeah. I think I have my top 3, but I'm going to keep them to myself for right now.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Number one comment on r/ Moon Knight, which is a bit biased, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down, the best Marvel series released so far. I disagree with that. But that's,
which one do you think is? Is it WandaVision?
For me, it's WandaVision still. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's for me, it's a toss between WandaVision and this one. But then again, if I listen back to the podcast we did, I think I put Loki above WandaVision. I can't remember.
Ooh, the second comment. That was Jake at the start, wasn't it? When he picked up the clear prism in the doctor's office and was held by the orderlies, he was talking with a New York accent. So I take it back. If that was Jake and we did meet the third personality, but we just like weren't told about it, totally cool. Love that.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot. Oh, yeah. It really do be like that. And it's the meme of the guy with the book looking at the butterfly with his hand up. He says, is this Jake? Notices slight change in behavior and accent. Everyone's saying Mephisto.
Fuck that shit. Oh, man, that was fun, though. Back in WandaVision days, is everybody right. Mephisto? Oof, right. the good old days. Well, I tell you, it was a good episode of television. It made me feel feelings. I think Steven Grant is dead. That makes me sad. Yes. I think Mark Spector is going to have a tough time reconciling with all of this. And now, this next episode... It's the finale of the season.
I know. I can't believe that. And I thought we would ramp up, like we ramped up pretty quick, but I thought it would be even quicker based on the first couple episodes. But here we are, still kind of not sure what's going to happen next.
Do you think Arthur Harrow dies next episode?
I think he's going to turn into one of those statues. I'm going to be real with you. I think that's going to happen.
That's probably a solid assumption.
Yeah.
I don't think he's alive. I don't think he's at the end like, you know what, guys? We've all learned a lot. And I'm just going to skedaddle.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for once again being here for the HBO Boys / Moon Knight, where just every episode we are falling apart. And in the middle of it, I give up and ask Adam to sing a song. That's generally how it's going. We have a Patreon. Patreon.com/HBOBOYZ. For one or more dollar a month, you get bonus content. You get to join the Discord where you get to talk to us all the time and watch James and Chad fight. That's what mainly it is. And also, you get to hear your name at the end of every episode, like I'm doing right now. Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, James Watch My Dong, Chris Wood, Brink, and Day 11 Westworld, Craig, John Jers, Major Woody, and Kraler Andreas. Give one or more dollar a month and make that harder for me to do. Make it longer for me to... maybe one day it will be like 8-9 minutes long. That would be really sweet, wouldn't it?
That would be great. At that point, you wouldn't even say it anymore, I don't think. You just kind of post it.
I would say it. I'm not a little bitch.
Little bitch. Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
I just came across, and this is what I thought the whole time. They were in the underworld. It's the meme of Anakin and Padme on Naboo. And it says, Marvel, the scale is unbalanced. Us, because they need Jake, right? Because sure. They need Jake, right?
That's what I, yes, it's exactly what I was thinking.
The whole time that happened. Yeah,
exactly what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Some HBO Boys housekeeping. Go subscribe and listen to Nothing Star Academy on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, the other D&D-based podcast that I make. Speaking of D&D, starting in June, the HBO Boys are doing a D&D campaign once more. Home, a HBO Boys D&D experience where I will be DMing and the boys will be playing. It's going to be super duper fun. We are at the same time of doing Moon Knight, doing Outer Range on Amazon Prime. Go listen to the two episodes we have of that. The first one from 1 to 2 and the second one from 3 to 4. We recently put up a conversation between me and Chad where we talked about DMing. That was super duper fun. So go listen to that. James and Horror Adam recently put up an episode about Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Please go over and do that.
I love Horror Adam.
And you know what? If you've made it all the way to the end of the episode, you get something neat. You get something extra. A little tidbit. In the upcoming HBO Boys D&D campaign.
Please leave that pause.
I won't.
Please do it.
I'm not going to. Adam's going to be a bard, but not just any kind of bard.
Oh, here we go.
What kind of bard are you going to be, Adam?
I'm going to be a bowling bard.
Yeah. And we're not going to explain what that means. Okay, yeah. Bye.
Bye.